This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It has been quite a day. The day that Pete Alonso has left the Mets to sign with the Orioles. The day after Edwin Diaz left the Mets to sign with the Dodgers. And we'll get into how this actually all impacts the Yankees in just a few minutes. But we have huge news here at this radio station. I have a press release right in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to read it. Are you ready?
Yes.
WFAN, the most listened to sports radio station in America, has announced a revamped weekday programming lineup.
We are now commenting.
Yes. Effective January 5th, 2026. The changes are highlighted by the return of Craig Carton, who will host The Carton Show alongside Chris McMonagle. The station is also launching a new midday show. I don't know if I'd agree. New midday
new.
Show. I mean, we're the same. Evan
well,
and Tiki.
It is new, slightly.
That's true. Evan and Tiki featuring Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber, and Sean Morash.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like your name's on the billboard.
Let's go. I made the team.
So right. I guess that means Tommy's been fired. So, Tommy, I hate to tell you this and such, but oh, wait, there's more. Evan and Tiki executive producer Tommy Lugauer will host a new evening show called After Hours.
After Hours, Lugauer for hours.
Now, before we congratulate you and get into more details, let me just say that I've enjoyed listening to BT and Sal for a couple of years. I think they've done a great job, and they've also been put in a horrible situation over the last week when stuff like this leaked out.
Obviously, I've known BT my entire radio career. I've been doing it since 2013. He was my host, my co-host for a decade plus. So I know exactly the emotions that he's going through.
I think they have done an incredible job here. I think they've done a great job the last week. I hope they're still around this station. So nothing but love for Sal, who is one of the great Met fans. Mm. I will ask him to come on the Rico every other day. He'll probably say no most of the time. But I got nothing but respect for both of those guys. And hopefully they'll still be around here at this radio station. So I'm excited for Craig to come back. I love Craig. I'm excited to be working with you for another 15 years, mm-hmm. and I'm very excited about this breaking news that no one asked our approval on, which is that Sean Morash's name is on the show.
I told you. I had one input. You asked if I had any input. I said, don't bleep with my show.
Evan and Tiki.
Other than giving Tommy an advancement.
That's true. I mean, Evan and Tiki featuring Sean Morash, and now Tommy Lugauer hosting After Hours. So first of all, Tommy, congratulations. Will you miss us?
Thank you. No, I will not.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I will miss every day working with you guys, just like I miss working with Chris and with Big Mac. But selfishly, I'm very excited to have my own show here. It's something that I've worked for my entire life. It's all I ever wanted. Mm-hmm. So I'm very appreciative to everybody that's, you know, guided me through the years here and the opportunity that the architect and Ryan Hurley are giving me. I'm very appreciative.
I only have one question for you, Tommy.
Yes.
Whose tree are you claiming?
Yeah, are you from the Evan and Tiki tree or the Carton Roberts
tree? So Boomer and Craig are definitely going to claim me. I will, no comment. I would say that, can I branch off? I think it's like the bloodline. I think you get it in wrestling. I could have multiple. I come from Boomer and Carton, but I also come from Evan and Carton, and I come from Tiki.
It's incestual.
Well, I guess. You can put it that way.
I don't think Craig would claim you. So you may as well just stick with us. And congrats to Big Mac being a part of the Carton Show. Big Mac is awesome. He's one of the great Yankee fans, probably the greatest Yankee fan at this radio station, as I stare at Sean Morash.
That's okay.
I'm just kidding.
He's the greatest ass-kissing Yankee fan.
Who cried more at the Yankees game that you guys went to this postseason?
Oh, we were actually, me and Chris together, were pretty nervous wrecks the whole time.
Yeah. Anybody cry?
Yeah.
No, we don't cry. We don't
yell?
Cry. Yeah, a lot of yelling.
Screaming?
Yeah, a lot of screaming.
Emotion?
A lot of punching each other in the arm.
Mm.
Tommy, what's your opinion on Big Mac's name not being fully on the show? Any comments on that?
No, not really.
Well, Tommy can't say anything because there's no name. His name's not on his show either.
Well, it's After Hours with... Oh, no, you're right. It's just After Hours. Anyhow, we'll talk
good
more
for
about...
Good for Al Cintron, huh?
We'll talk more about this later today, tomorrow, the day after. Obviously, big news around here. Lineup change. Craig coming back. We'll be doing 10 to 2. Morning guys still intact, 6 to 10. Tommy Lugau, we're doing After Hours. Very exciting stuff.
There's one more question that needs to be answered now. What point do we get out of the awkwardness of removing Tommy from our show group chat?
See, I think he stays permanently. Yeah. I wasn't going to remove him.
You can use what we talk about for After Hours.
That's true.
Oh, this is awkward. So I was planning on just leaving the chat and like kind of, you know.
That was, by the way, that was going to be my answer to you, Sean.
You would just ghost us?
You would never remove him from the chat. You would allow him to self-remove him from self-remove the chat.
Okay.
So that's perfect. Whenever he wants to do that, it's not awkward for us.
Yeah, when CBS didn't pick up my contract, I just removed myself from the chat.
Is that what you did?
Yep.
Wow.
100%.
Tiki Barber has left the chat.
Yes.
Stiff arm Catalan on the way out?
Yep. No, I wrote him individually, but I was like, I'm out.
So how soon do you remove yourself from the chat? Tonight? Tomorrow? A week from now?
I already have.
Oh, yeah. He's already got him.
Thanks for the memories.
All right, so there you go. Big announcement here at WFN. We'll spend more time on that. We'll have Craig stop by next week, too. Should be a lot of fun. So a lot coming up. It all launches on January 5th, 2026. I could read Craig's quote, but I'm not. I am going to make fun of his picture. They couldn't have done a better job with this picture.
Mm.
He looks fat. He looks sloppy.
At least he's bald.
He is bald. Very excited. I'm very excited to have Craig back, and I can't wait to be back at 10 a.m. with you. That was a slot me and Joe did for 13 years.
13?
13 freaking years.
Wow.
And yes, I guess I'll be able to make opening day.
Mm.
What time is opening day? 3:10?
Do we get to go with you?
Yeah, why not? We can do the show from there.
Excellent. I don't need your tickets. I mean, Cadillac Club will take care of it.
No, jeez, of course. Of course. Let's get back to your telephone calls. Obviously, a very emotional day. Pete Alonso is now a former Met. He has signed with the Baltimore Orioles. If you're just tuning in, it's a five-year, $155 million deal. He basically got the same contract as Kyle Schwarber, plus $5 million. That's how it worked out. Kyle got 5 years, $150 from the Phillies. Alonso ends up getting 5 years, $155 with the Baltimore Orioles.
That's because he's playing first base as well.
He is. No, I mean, I assume he's going to play first base over there.
Right.
And probably do some DHing. And the Mets didn't seem that interested in having him play a lot of first base. But either way.
I mean, that's also part of the issue. I mean, I don't want to say he was disrespected by the Mets, but they were diminishing what he really wanted to be good at, which is being a first baseman.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the Orioles do. Meaning how many days he's going to play first base this season. Because he is a DH as well,
yep.
Potentially, and certainly in his future when he gets older. But I think he still wants to play first base.
No, I get you. One thing I am trying to figure out, and I'm going to try to figure it out before we sign off or before I do a Rico tonight, what I actually want the Mets to do now. Mm. Because there is a moment today, we're all going to bitch, complain, whine, rip David Stearns, do all that. There is a moment where life goes on. And we have no choice
but
to say, what are you going
to
do now?
Right.
And throughout this offseason, this was always my plan A. My plan A was Pete Alonso. By the way, my plan B was Kyle Schwarber. He's already gone too.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, I know I am going to firmly have the idea of what I think they should do. But right now, at least for me, I'm still in that grieving stage. Let's go to Jerry in Maywood, who is on the fan. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. Before I get to what I wanted to say, you know, the Mets might have a locker room problem, but I'm sure Pete Alonso's not part of it. Like you said, he's a doofus, and I'm sure they all love him. All right, I'm going to tell you guys how this is all going to play out. So Tommy and Tiki, you guys don't know, but listen, I'm going to tell you how it plays out. David Stearns, a small market GM, he wants to build the Brewers East, okay? And by the way, they couldn't beat the Mets a couple years ago, and we saw how they performed against the Dodgers in the playoffs, okay? So we are not going to get Bellinger, Tucker, Bregman. Have you ever seen the Brewers go and get free agents like that? No, he's going to build a small market team. We're not going to get Scoble either because he knows we're not going to make an offer for him in a year. Okay? So after this underwhelming offseason, my question to you Evan particularly, and I hope you answer this, is how soon before Soto asks for a trade? Because he was sold a bill of goods that this was going to be the team.
Where I would push back, Jerry, is I'm trying to figure out David Stearns too, right? We all are. Mm-hmm. I do not think it is fair at all to just say he's going to do what he did in Milwaukee. He's got more capital than he has in Milwaukee, and he's already shown that because they signed Juan Soto last year. My interpretation of David Stearns' free agent approach is that he is very cutting. Cunning or cutting?
Cunning. You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Cunning.
In that he puts a value of years and money on players and says, I'm not going past that. And then there are certain players like Yoshinobu Yamamoto where they did go well beyond, and Juan Soto where
they'll
go.
It would have been justified.
Right. And they'll go all out and get the player. But a lot of these players, specifically Pete Alonso, they have a very specific view on how far they'll go. So I don't think what you're building up towards, which is they're going to do nothing, is true. I think they will add players.
I think
they've got to broaden their specificity.
Now you've messed me up.
That's why I did it.
Right. Specificity.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so dumb, I made Tiki dumb. They have to be broader in terms of what they're willing and where they're willing to go.
Right.
Because if not, you'll lose people.
No, you're right. You'll lose the fan bases, and you're also going to create a situation that people aren't, or free agents aren't going to want to come into. But ultimately, it comes down to money. You know what I mean? It comes down to, you talk about this all the time. You talk about it in football, you talk about it in baseball, hell, basketball, even though it's a little bit different. But who's going to pay you the most in free agency? That's what it's going to come down to. And the only way to get the best players is to pay them. And so the last thing you want to do, if you're David Stearns, after losing Pete Alonso, losing Edwin Diaz, shipping off Nimmo, is to start picking from the second tier of free agents. So it's not like, we're going to get the best. We're replacing Pete, we're getting the best of the best. Instead, it's going to end up being, we're replacing Pete, we're getting, that second class guy.
Right.
Maybe we can turn him into something. That's not going to fly well.
No. Let's go to Frankie on Long Island. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. What? Listen, when I called in yesterday, I said if David Stearns lets Pete Alonso walk, he should be fired. And what does David Stearns do, boys? He let Pete Alonso walk. Doesn't even make an offer. I can't tell you enough how much I dislike David Stearns. Him and his stupid smile, his stupid quarter zip, and Steve Cohen is asleep waiting for his casino to be built. And listen, if Steve Cohen is listening, I will not be attending a Met game this year because my favorite player is gone. He is gone. He is a member of the Baltimore Orioles. And listen, one more thing.
Yes.
This team will not be good this year. They will not be good.
Well, Frankie, couple of things. Right now, you have zero intention of going to a Met game. Mm-hmm. And I believe there are a lot of people who feel that way and will write letters to Steve Cohen or they'll say it on Sports Talk Radio. But a spoiler alert. On opening day, you may be there. Mm-hmm. And if they get off to a 9-3 start, you may be there. And if they're in first place in the middle of May, you may be there. And God knows if they're in the playoffs, you will be there. So I get being angry. Now. I am angry too.
Now.
But don't try to cash checks. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get there. Don't try to write checks you can't cash.
I think it's technically your ass can't cash.
That's your ass can't cash.
That's right.
Because the Met fan out there who is so mad they're not going to walk into Citi Field, you all said that too about the Wilpons.
Well, it's also,
and then they went on a run in 2015, and of course we're all there.
But this is what we said yesterday. We set up the emotional evaluation of this Mets offseason. It's the immediate one, which is emotional, and you're pissed off because it's a fan reaction. It's going to be, what does this team look like when the offseason is done, you get the pitchers and catchers, and it's like, all right, the team is what it is. What is your reaction to what the newly constructed team looks like? And then ultimately, how well do they play? At the end of the season or towards the end of the season, is this team any damn good? There are multiple levels of evaluating what's happening right now.
Steve is in Fairport, New York. Hey, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. I've called the station before, but not you guys. You do a great job, and congratulations.
Thank you.
So, today's like a Seinfeld episode. Like 5 years from now, we're going to be saying, remember the day Pete went? Wait, was that the same day Marash got his show? No, I think that was the day they'd lose. Like nine different things going on. Keep this in mind. Today, we just let go a homegrown Met, a kid who played almost every damn game, never embarrassed the organization, was great in the clubhouse, and hit one of the most iconic, if not the most iconic home run in New York Met baseball history. Didn't even make him an offer. But we gave $51 million to the guy who served up the home run.
You know, I didn't even think about that.
That's funny.
That's
funny.
And don't you know that on September 14th at Citi Field, the Mets are going to have a one-run lead, and out trots Devin Williams, and out comes Pete Alonso? We are all going to have like this psychological crazy moment.
That's great.
All I know is, because I am thinking ahead, I'm a think-ahead kind of person. You'll see that a little bit later on when we start playing songs for the new Cinco de Fivo or whatever we're going to call it. You'll know I think ahead. But that's also going to be the first Monday Night Football game of the season. So I'd ask the schedule makers to keep the Giants and the Jets off of that game so we can focus on Pete Alonso's return to Citi
Field. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're probably in the clear.
Yeah, we're good.
We're in the clear.
We're good with the prime time.
By the way, both will play at 1 o'clock.
That's I know. Fair enough. Tim is in West Orange. Hey, Tim.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing today?
All's good.
Terrible, but thanks for asking. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Tom, I understand that. First off, I wanted to congratulate Sean and Tommy for their promotions. They deserved it, well-deserved.
Thank you. They didn't get any more money.
How do you know that?
I'm just joking. I don't know. No, I'm just
guessing. I wanted to comment about Pete, and I can't argue with him taking the years and the contract that he took with Baltimore. Mets weren't going to go 5 years for him. As much as I love Pete, he's one of my favorite players. The Mets, I knew they weren't going 5 years. But here's what I was thinking that maybe they should do now. Invest the money in Bregman, Bichette, and try to go after Fernando Tatis. And then maybe go with a platoon at first base, a Baby and Vientos.
Tim, you're speaking my language. Because I mentioned about 10 minutes ago that I need to start to formulate the Evan Roberts plan B.
Yeah.
Like, what do I want them to do? We all know the names. Tommy mentioned it earlier. You mentioned Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman and all the guys that are out there. Fernando Tatis Jr., to me, until proven otherwise, feels like a pipe dream.
Definitely a pipe dream.
Like, we'd have no knowledge he's available. The guy of all the guys that we can bring up that intrigues me, that I say, oh, okay, let's have a conversation, is Alex Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
It is Alex Bregman. A name Tommy mentioned, a name our caller just mentioned.
Yep.
Because, and you know who got to me on this? Scott Boras got to me on this. I can't believe it. He is a Boras guy.
Yeah, well.
I was listening to Scott Boras's diatribe at the winter meetings, and he was selling all of his clients, Ranger Suarez, Zach Allen, you got to order a quarter a gallon or a gallon, or whatever stupid stuff he was saying. And he said something about Bregman that I knew, but I didn't realize. And that is the fact that Alex Bregman has been in the playoffs 8 consecutive years.
Mm.
Now, obviously, a lot of that has to do being in Houston and last year with Boston. But he is just a winning player.
Yeah.
He's a great defender. He's a right-hand hitter. He's not the slugger Pete is. He's different than Pete. Whenever we compared Alonso to Bregman, I always said he's very different. And so bringing him in would give you this gold glove caliber star third baseman. And it doesn't mean I'm trading Brett Beatty, but it means when we talk about first base, I mentioned earlier how Tim Healy floated the platoon of Jeff McNeil and Paul Goldschmidt. Well, how about Brett Beatty and Paul Goldschmidt?
Right.
Something of that nature. So that's the first piece that I'm starting to warm up to as, okay, what do you do now? And it's the idea of a Brexit from Boston for Alex Bregman.
Well, doesn't it feel like that's inevitable?
No, it does not, actually.
Mm.
Because I think, and I've heard the Red Sox.
Well, given that he's the top free agent left, right?
Kyle Tucker.
Right? I guess Valdez as well. But Cody is there, but he's different. It's a different level. There are teams that are going to, like the Yankees, like the Mets, that are going to challenge for Bregman.
Yeah.
So, do the Red Sox really want to spend that money?
I think that they were in the Alonso camp, so to not get Alonso and lose Alex Bregman would be a pretty big blow. And they didn't get Schwarber, who they went after. That'd be a pretty big blow. Their priority is Bregman.
I know, but don't those guys sound different than what Bregman offers?
He's very different, but I had heard the Red Sox were going after all those guys.
Hmm.
So to end up missing on those two and then miss on Bregman seems unlikely. So it seems, and this is where I get nervous about everything I just said about David Stearns, will they be willing to get out of their comfort zone for Alex Bregman? Because they're going to have to.
Right.
He's a winning player who the Red Sox are going to be ultra motivated to keep. There's probably another market for him, teams like Detroit, Chicago, maybe attached to him.
And he's not young. He's 32.
Right. Are the Mets willing to go 5 years for Bregman? I mean, if they're not willing to go 5 years for Pete, and they won't want to go five years for Schwarber, are they going five years for Bregman?
If they do... it's weird. It's different with Schwarber because I feel like that was they had the negotiating advantage. The Phillies did, so he ended up just staying. But I think with Bregman, we'll know if they go 5 years that what Tommy said is exactly right. They were just trying to rechange the core. They're changing the core. Because
it could be two things, though, Teague. It could be, yes, they didn't want Pete.
Right.
Or it could be, oh, crap. We do have to get out of our comfort zone to get a player we want. Let's extend a little bit player.
But that would mean that they wanted Pete and they just didn't land him. They didn't even try to land Pete.
Well, they didn't try to land him because they didn't want to go to 5 years. And they knew that wasn't anywhere they were going to go close to. They weren't going to go to 4 years.
Mm.
So this runs into, it's similar to DeGrom in this case. And you can tell me all you want, DeGrom didn't want to be here, fine. I'm just going to go through the negotiations again. The Mets made an offer to Jacob DeGrom, just so we all know. It was a 3-year contract for huge money. He ended up getting a 5-year offer from Texas and never offered it back to the Mets. And there were two reasons for it. I guess the third being he hates New York and wanted to leave. But the other two reasons were Texas told him you can't. And the other thing was, why am I wasting my time? They're not giving me 5 years.
Yeah, they basically
they made
told
it clear.
Me. They told me already.
So I think the Alonso thing in a lot of ways, even though there wasn't an offer for him like there was for Jake, is very similar in that why would Pete ever take anything back to the Mets when the Mets are telling him we're not going anywhere near 5 years?
Right.
Why are we going to waste our time on that? So it just fell apart and it wasn't even close to happening. Very depressing. I grew a beard for a year for this guy.
Thank God you shaved it.
Mm.
Can you imagine if it was still growing right now?
No.
Do I look stink?
You would be disgusting.
Do I look? Am I not disgusting now?
No, definitely not.
Oh, thanks. I look at that as point of my life. Did I waste my time doing that? Or was that, you know,
well,
time well spent?
Pete appreciated.
He did.
He did.
He did appreciate.
He saw your fandom.
Yeah.
And you showed him the love that he deserved.
Yeah.
Unlike Steve Cohen.
That's right. I showed more love for Pete Alonso than Steve Cohen
did.
That's it. I don't think you could call it a waste of time. You stood up for something you believed in.
Yes.
There's something admirable about that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
All's well.
So I got two things here. I am definitely in favor of Pete not coming back, and I'm probably the rare majority of this. However, I still have such hatred for David Stearns, and hear me out here, okay? Because the Pete thing is probably one of the smarter things that he did, because Pete is not going to go in DH, so we know that that's going to be a liability, and it actually will be a negative after they went and got Simeon and the whole run prevention nonsense that the boy Wonder's been spitting. But when we look at the body as a whole, like his whole body of work here, the 24 run was actually because of the core. The liability that cost them against the Dodgers was the lack of pitching. So that's on Stearns. Now we go to 25. Again, lack of pitching, all on Stearns. The fact that he let Diaz go is probably the biggest sin of all, because he went out of his way to trade all of those minor leaguers to build the bullpen at the deadline, because he said that is the most important thing we need. And then he doesn't even tell Diaz that he got Williams. He doesn't even offer him more money. He's talking about the furrows in the back end. That's the same as what Evan just said about DeGrom. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
That's telling Diaz, you're not welcome here. Go. And then it's like, if your owner is telling you, that's your boss. Your boss is saying that I want my product to mirror them, the Dodgers. If you were actually going and you're letting your star, which everyone is in agreement with, the best reliever in baseball, go to the Dodgers, that's almost criminal enough to be fired over. Am I wrong on that?
You know, a lot of what you said is right. There are a few things I disagree with, and this is going to show you, as pissed off as I am at the smiling wonder that is David Stearns, I do want to attempt to be fair. 2024, the Mets starting pitching in the second half of that year was really, really good.
Yeah.
Those guys were brought in by David Stearns.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Severino was David Stearns. Sean Manaea was David Stearns.
Right, even Brazabat in parts of it.
Yeah. So I don't think, I know, I am pissed off. We all are. I don't like changing reality just to prove our point. I don't like doing it. I'll never do it. So I think that part of your phone call was unfair. I'll say that.
Right.
But the one thing I definitely want to touch on, and we're going to do it when we come back, because I am fascinated to hear Tiki Barber's opinion. Everyone has an opinion on it. Did the Mets have bad bedside manner with Diaz by not telling him they were signing Devin Williams? So let's get an actual player's perspective on if the Mets screwed this up and they owed something to Edwin Diaz. I have an opinion. I'll give it. But I genuinely have no idea what Deke's going to say about this. And quite frankly, I value your opinion more than mine. So we'll find that out coming up in a few minutes. So obviously, when a player leaves as a free agent, you get the leaks. All the leaks about what happened. Everybody blaming each other. So one of the leaks that came out last night was fascinating. It came from Jeff Passan.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Passan said that Edwin Diaz was a little bothered that he wasn't kept in the loop on the Mets signing of Devin Williams.
Yes.
And my initial reaction to this was, I kind of get it. Like, it's bad bedside manner. He's your closer, Edwin. I know he's a free agent, but you want to keep him. At least you want to have him believe you want to keep him, assuming you do want to keep him. If you go out and sign a top five closer, which, let's face it, Devin Williams has been throughout his career,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you want to let Edwin know, hey, by the way, you may have heard the news. I want to make this clear. We're not looking to replace you. We're looking to supplement him with you. So we'll go back to the negotiations, but just want to let you know we love you.
Yeah.
That was my impression.
That would have
What's
helped.
Your impression?
So that would have helped. With that being said, he had a contract. He opted out of it, as is his right to do.
Yes.
But as soon as he opts out and becomes a free agent and is now talking to other teams, he's no longer technically a Met. It's not like he's should be privy to everything that the Mets are doing, because you don't know if he takes some of that information and goes and tells his agent, who then tells somebody else, and gets a competitive disadvantage for the Mets. So by necessity, the Mets really can't tell him anything. You know what I mean? And so it also, I don't know from an Edwin Diaz standpoint how in contact he was with the Mets. Right? We know that Pete basically didn't talk to him at all. How much was Edwin Diaz through his agent in contact with the Mets? Like, was it daily? Was it every couple of, was it weekly? Like, what was the contact for them to even have told them?
Right.
They got to go about their business. And so,
but isn't it more like a basic personal, let me just text the player?
Do you think that David Stearns has a personal relationship with Edwin Diaz at this point?
No, I think one of the critiques on David Stearns is that he's actually really bad at communicating. That was Adam Ottavino's critique. He played for the Mets.
Yeah.
So, no, but don't you think that hurt? I mean, people are sensitive.
Yes.
I may not be sensitive. Yeah. You may not be sensitive, but Edwin Diaz may well have been sensitive about that.
I get the sense that David Stearns, maybe he is bad at communicating, makes assumptions based off lack of communication. And so a lack of talking to Edwin Diaz made him think, you know what, I don't think Edwin's going to stay. I think he's looking to go elsewhere. We gotta pivot. And so they make a move to go sign Devin Williams. And next thing you know, 2 days later, or actually a day later, wasn't it? Edwin Diaz decides to go sign with the LA Dodgers. No communication happening with Pete Alonso. I think that's different because I don't think they wanted Pete Alonso.
The Alonso thing is different because
I think with Edwin Diaz, the lack of communication either way.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just made it seem like, from a Mets standpoint, we gotta do something. Lose him and not have a closer.
No, I get why the Mets signed Devin Williams. I am not ridiculing them for that. What I'm ridiculing them for is bedside manner.
Yeah, but what do you want him to do? You want him to?
I'll tell you exactly what.
You want him to call up Edwin Diaz and say, "Hey, Edwin, we're gonna sign Devin Williams if you don't sign with us."
No, because that's not what they were doing. They signed Devin Williams with the hope they were keeping Edwin Diaz. Well, so I think...
Yeah, but Devin Williams is a closer.
Did they sign Devin Williams to replace Edwin Diaz or to work with him?
I think they signed him to replace him.
Okay, then this conversation's irrelevant.
Yeah,
because
agreed.
The point is, Edwin Diaz's camp, or Edwin Diaz, was bothered by the fact that they signed a closer, and he took it as the way you're describing it. The Mets privately and publicly were like, no, we're trying to keep Diaz, which... They're leaking that they tried to, that they were surprised they didn't get a chance to counter the Dodgers' offer. So based on that, they did want to keep him. Right. They weren't signing to replace him. And they may have pushed him out inadvertently by not just communicating a simple message, which is, we still want you despite signing Devin Williams.
But that is on David Stearns to create a channel to communicate that's not official. It's not. I'm not negotiating with you. I'm just keeping you in the loop.
I'm keeping you in the loop.
I don't think that's a skill set that David Stearns is good at.
It may have cost him Edwin Diaz.
It definitely cost him Edwin Diaz.
Okay, so that's my point, and that's where they screwed up, and they deserve blame.
Of course,
because everyone's trying to figure out, why did Edwin Diaz not take this Dodger offer back to the Mets when the Mets told him we had wiggle room? And one of the assumptions we're all making, or some are making, is he didn't want to be here. And my question is, why? Why do you think Diaz didn't want to be here? It may not just be as simple as the sunshine of L.A. or the locker room or the Dodgers are better. It could have been that. It could have been they moved on from me. They signed Devin Williams. Screw him.
Yeah, but
he never got a message from them that, no, that's not what our intention is. I'm sorry. That's how I view it, and I think it could be the clue to lead us to why Edwin Diaz left.
Yeah. No, I'm not arguing with you about this at all, but I think if Edwin Diaz wanted to be here with the New York Mets, he would be here with the New York Mets. So as much as we're blaming David Stearns, I think this is equally in Edwin Diaz's or his camp's fault as well. It just is what it is. Devin Williams is a good closer. We talked about this the other day. You gave his career ERA. It ballooned, obviously, with the Yankees. But the Yankees, he was coming off a 2024 season where he had back issues. And then he
missed a big chunk of time.
Only 21 innings he pitched in 2024, whatever it was. And he clearly wasn't himself. And even at the start of this season, he wasn't himself. I mean, I've never had serious back issues, but I know people who have. It can jack with you for a while.
Yeah.
And so he likely wasn't healthy. And so if you're David Stearns and you're getting Devin Williams, who obviously at the end of last year's regular season and postseason looked really healthy, you're getting him back to his prime form for, I don't know, $14 million less, $18 million less than what you would get Edwin Diaz, and he's a top-end reliever, it's not a bad plan B, especially if there was no communication with Edwin Diaz. So I get it from both guys' standpoint. I get why Edwin Diaz is pissed off by this, but I also can see why David Stearns would look at it and say, we have to move forward with a definite plan, especially if Edwin Diaz is going to keep shopping this back and forth with us and some other team.
Let's go to Bob in East Rockaway. What's going on, Bob?
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, the only winner in this whole thing is Steve Cohen. He's been playing you guys all this year. All he wanted to do is get the casino and that development. He's going to turn that $10 billion into $25 billion. He hired Stearns to get rid of salary, so when they lock out in 27, he will sell the Mets in 29, and he will laugh all the way to the bank. You will see this.
You know what's funny, Bob?
I mean,
I disagree with you.
That's actually a brilliant business plan, and I wouldn't put it past anybody who's a brilliant businessman, but I don't think that that's the case.
No, I don't think any of it's true.
But I don't think that's happening unless he wins a championship.
Sure, you win a championship. That's
I'm just
cute.
Saying, if you win one, and it's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah,
the Mets I'm good.
Mets are winning a championship. Okay, I understand why a Met fan feels the way our last caller felt. I don't agree with him. I don't think that's the plan. I don't think this was all a land grab to eventually sell the Mets. But it's one of those things that when you have a 48 hours the Mets just had,
right.
I get why he says
it's
that.
It's probably a land grab, but not to sell the Mets. It's a land grab.
It's a land grab to just build a $10 billion casino.
Exactly, heavily enrich myself.
Yes.
But it's not just to sell the Mets. The Mets might have been the conduit to a massive big business deal, but owning the New York Mets is a big deal.
I also don't think, as mad as I am today, that this is leading to a small market offseason. Like, I'm not there yet. I'm angry about the way things went with Diaz and Alonso, but I don't think this is going to turn into like this giant, cheap offseason.
Right.
I don't buy it, but I get why fans feel that way. Like, I'm certainly not going to lecture Bob and tell him he's wrong. You have every right to have those crazy emotions on a day like today. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn. What's up, Mo?
Oh, my God, what a day. Evan, let me explain to you something here.
Yes.
If we give you all the pieces that you want, that you're really, really upset and angry that we lost, we're home watching the playoffs in a time when making the playoffs is probably easiest than it's been in the history of the game. We had a tremendous collapse. There's obviously a problem with chemistry. There's something wrong in the clubhouse, whether it's Soto planning on hitting home runs and Lindor planning on the handshake for the next home run. I don't know what it is, but they have to get it correct. There's something wrong. No one's mentioned that DeGrom left. Why? He didn't want to be here. We discount that. Diaz
he left
why?
Because, look, he may not have wanted to be here. I'm not longer going to fight
no,
that.
No, well,
well, well,
listen,
I'm not,
no. I'm saying,
no, hold on, because you just said something. I want to counter it. Much like Alonso, another team made a massive offer mm-hmm. to DeGrom that the Mets did not come close to. You guys may be right that he didn't want to come back, but please stop just ignoring that aspect of it. And when you talk about the locker room, which now even the Mets are leaking,
yeah.
Joel Sherman comes out and says, yeah, agents are talking about it. The Mets truly do have a locker room issue. Are they leaking that to explain this? And also, was Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz a problem in the locker room?
None of
the reporting said any of that.
There's no way either one of those guys.
So then
especially Edwin Diaz.
So why is that being used as a reason?
Just because it makes the narrative sound better.
But the thing that bothers me,
it's nonsense. It's actually frustrating because it's creating the excuse.
Of course it is. And people are buying into it.
And nobody wants an excuse.
And the other thing is, and you didn't say it in so many words, but people have said, what did the Mets win with Pete Alonso? What mm-hmm. did the Mets win with Edwin Diaz? Here's why that's so stupid. It's so freaking stupid. I'm going to dumb it down so everyone understands how dumb that argument is. Hey, Sean.
I'm here.
The Yankees should trade Aaron Judge. What have you won with him? Like, how dumb do I sound right now saying that to you?
They
how
made a
stupid
World Series.
Am I? How dumb am I? You didn't win anything. Who cares? You didn't win a World Series.
Won an American League championship.
Who cares? What'd he do? He dropped a fly ball in Game 5. I can play the dumb game. And by the way, Sean, just play the stupid game with me.
I'm defending my guy.
I'm not attacking him. Do you understand that?
I understand that's stupid than what they won with him. The better, bigger question is, what have they won with the group of these guys than the individual? Nimmo, Diaz, Alonso. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't even think that proves anything, because if you take them away, are you saying they're better? Like, are you saying that taking Alonso's bat out of the lineup makes the Mets better last year?
Well, it depends on what they do.
Right, that's the problem.
We don't know yet.
We've had the same conversation with Nimmo and Diaz. What's next?
We can't evaluate this right now for the New York Mets until we know.
I know, but to just simply say.
So right now, the only thing we can do is have the emotional frustrations of losing Pete Alonso.
I know, but to say what have you won with him is a very flawed attack line.
Yeah.
Because they're good players who've helped you win games.
Yeah.
Yes, you didn't ultimately win a championship, but you're pinning that on Diaz and Alonso, which is ridiculous.
Right.
No one would actually think that. And so, yes, it is like saying, well, the Yankees haven't won anything with Judge, let's just trade him. Or even prior to last year when you got to the World Series.
Sure.
If I had made that argument to you, you'd say, really? Like when he was a free agent and almost went to the Giants. And we all thought Aaron Judge was going to San Francisco. Imagine he signed that deal.
Right.
Would you really have accepted other Yankee fans telling you, oh, we haven't won anything with him?
No, not at all. There's no way. As long as that's your guy and that's your best player, it makes no sense not to have him back in your team without you emotionally being angry about it.
So please, let's retire that dumbass argument.
They haven't won anything with him, though.
Larry is in Medford. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Evan, what's going on?
What? Larry, what's up?
Listen. I understand you're upset about Diaz. You're talking like he's the greatest reliever or closer in Mets history. What Mets history? They haven't won a World Series in over 40 years. They've been to a couple. They don't make the playoffs hardly ever. And when they do, they never make it more than 2 years in a row. So it's the greatest. It's like Pete Alonso is the greatest home run hitter, and he doesn't have 300 home runs. The Mets have no history. Crap.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it. The Mets suck. And since they have no history, just get rid of everybody.
Yeah,
everybody sucks.
Just smacking you around.
It's such a, you know what? I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to move on. Like, what am I supposed to say to that? The Mets suck. They're dumb. They're stupid. They're the worst team ever. They have no history. Who cares? Okay. Thank you. Great call. Appreciate it. JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey. What's going on, guys? Evan, you got to stop painting the picture that this guy Cohen isn't an MLB owner, and you also paint this picture that he's a billionaire and he's by far the richest owner. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. I don't want to hear about Uncle Steve. All right, so that Fugazi nickname is buried. All right, so that I should never hear about it. They should call him Slumlord Steve from here on out. Okay, because this guy is losing money. He's building projects behind the right field wall or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a soccer stadium. I don't know, but. Tiki was 100% correct. This guy is hemorrhaging money right now because I was looking at the EBITDA for the Mets, which is, if TV wants to dive in a rabbit hole and on CNBC. They're losing $272 million a year on this team. I mean, that's crazy to me that that he's going to take those kind of losses. Yeah. And when guys like Alonzo come up for to be paid well above the AAV, he's not gonna pay them. So that's the first thing. The other thing is that everybody's calling Stearns, you know, they're chatting him from being from Milwaukee and operating in a small market. This is something that he's pulling out of the Astros book. This is something that the Astros would do. They let guys like Correa walk, whoever. Right. But from his time working with the Astros, this is what they would do.
Yeah, no, you're right. The Astros did that a lot. They maintained success.
Evan, EBITDA, for those who don't know, is income before interest, taxes, and amortization. So if he's losing money before all that,
yeah, I got you.
He's losing money.
But does that mean then what JR is saying and what you are saying is that the Mets will not spend the rest of the offseason? That this was all a mirage, like we're trying to spend, but we're not really going to spend? Like, are they wilpinizing all of us? That's a good one.
Oh, that is great.
That's a hell of a verb.
That's a good one, right?
I love that.
And by the way, I don't believe that's the case, but I'm asking you since you're agreeing with JR.
I'm not agreeing with JR, but the facts are the facts. Is that they're not making money, and we know that. And so it's out of his pocket. It's not from earnings. It's not from this business is self-sustaining with the way that he's been spending over the last couple of years. And so you can't keep doing the same thing. Again, as I said earlier in our show, good money after bad. It doesn't work. I don't care what business you're in. And so you have to do it differently. That's why they didn't spend that money. Now, the question is, what are they going to spend and how are they going to spend it?
There is more evidence, and obviously to the point of the offseason is still going on, we'll see what they do. There is more evidence, not of that, but of them being very picky with how they want to spend in free agency.
Yes.
Which I've shown you over the last 3 years, like with Yoshinobu Yamamoto, they were willing to go as far as it took, to their credit. So whenever we say Stearns doesn't spend on pitching, that's not true. Mm-hmm. They tried to get him.
Right.
But with every other pitcher, it's like, nah, I can't do it. Can't do more than 3 or 4 years. In Alonzo's case, last year and this year, they looked at him and said, we like you. We'll take you back on a short-term deal. We are not going to 4 or 5 years. With Juan Soto, exception. Rightfully so, exception. So that's what I think is going on.
Right.
But I think the challenge with that is, let's look at the rest of these free agents, whether it's Cody Bellinger or Kyle Tucker or Alex Bregman or Akimoto. Are they going to have that same barrier? Mm-hmm. And if they do, they may not end up with anybody.
Right.
It may be Starling Marte on a 1-year contract.
I mean, let's hope not.
I mean, that's what...
Let's hope not.
Well, Marte on a 1-year deal is not bad, as long as you're not asking him to be the everyday DH.
He just feels like he's going to be hurt for a quarter of the season.
As a part-time player, that is not a problem. The problem is, how are you replacing Pete Alonso's bat? Here's the real problem, because now it's like, the Mets have multiple holes all over the place.
Right.
I mean, they are all over the place, like my dating life in high school.
Right.
They need to replace Brandon Nimmo's bat in the outfield. They need to replace a 120 RBI bat in Pete Alonso. And oh, by the way, while replacing those guys, they also need to be better offensively than they even were last year because they didn't score enough runs.
Right.
And oh, yeah, the certainty of Edwin Diaz is being replaced by the uncertainty of Devin Williams. And oh, I forgot, the starting pitching was a disaster last year. That is why I know things can change over the offseason, but right now, they got holes all over the place.
Right.
Better at run prevention, though. You need to score less runs if you prevent more.
They're not better at run prevention because who's their first baseman as of this moment? Exactly.
Eugenio Suarez.
Take a lap. Isn't that your line?
Yeah, take a lap.
Take a lap. Let's go to JT in Jersey City. What's up, JT?
Hey, another bad day, guys.
Yeah.
Another bad day. I had to chime in. And, you know, I'm listening to all this stuff, and I got to tell you what this sounds like. First of all, I mean... just horrible that they didn't value Pete and bring him back. I mean, it was the same AAV that they had last year, right?
Yep.
$30 million a year.
Yep.
But
yep.
All right, so here's what I see going on. I definitely think there's something to the Soto thing. I think there's before Soto and there's after Soto. So now all these guys that were before Soto are all gone, and we're going to have all the other guys coming in after Soto. But here's where Stearns is going wrong. Okay, he could have made some moves, maybe got rid of one guy, changed it up a little bit, brought in some good pitching, and I think they would be right in contention this year. But what he did was he was going to renovate the kitchen. But when he started, next thing you know, he's ripping apart the whole house, And if this is a gut reno, and you know when you do that, it's not going to be a quick proposition. So I doubt that this year this team is going to be back in the mix. And I want to know what you think on that.
There's a long way to go. I got to see what they do. But I keep thinking back to what he said about before Soto and after Soto. Let's put some acronyms on that. Before Soto is BS. After signing Soto is ass. I'm just describing what he said. Before Soto, BS.
Oh, that's awesome.
After signing Soto, ASS. S.
I love this. We're getting some great lingo today.
Yeah, we got some lingo, all right. We'll get more lingo in a few minutes because Joe B. will join us. We are unleashing the animal because Joe, like myself and most other Met fans, is not happy. But unlike me and other Met fans, he saw it all coming and warned about it. Like every Saturday for 2 months was this boy genius. It's almost like he saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear from the great Joe Beningo coming up. Plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. And quit smiling over there, Sean and Tiki.
Uh-huh.
Why today is a bad day for the New York Yankees. That's coming up as well. Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.